people. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. The halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stunned by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast. And then the people bowed and prayed to the neon gods they made. Sounds of Silence. I played that song tonight for a reason, folks. So many are suffering from cognitive dissonance. I know our listeners at RBN are very educated to this. I'm hoping that our message is spreading out to people who may not be aware, because they are worshiping things that they believe. You know how the Bible says good will seem evil and evil will seem good. It's so true. It's so true. It's 9/11. And among all of those people that died in those towers, among those people were some of my brother firefighters. today's been a pretty solemn day for me because of that. You know, I reflect upon that, and I ask myself sometimes I ask myself, why are you doing this? Why? I don't hate anyone. I don't mean any ill will towards anyone. But I've spoken to widows of those firemen. I've spoken to family members stricken with grief. Still, all of these years later, I've spoken with architects, engineers, PhDs, veterans. At some point, the cognitive dissonance that exists in the minds of the public must be broken, and that requires some of us to keep on keeping on. Now, I'm not going to be all somber and heavy all night tonight. We're going to get into some interesting things. But I just wanted to reflect for a moment. What is it that you're making your God? Is it really God? Is it the state? Is it a flag? Is it a person? Is it a president? That is how they have blinded us with the golden calf. I am one of the most patriotic people that I know. I believe in freedom. I believe in the principles that this republic was founded upon. Even when that makes me uncomfortable, even when somebody is doing something that I disagree and it makes me angry, what I have noticed among Christian conservatives is that when they are confronted with something that makes them angry or that they disagree with, they become immediate and instant fascists. They abandon principles. They abandon the teachings of Jesus Christ. They become selfish, narcissistic fascists. What do I mean when I say that? We're going to be getting into that in a little while, and I'm going to show you exactly what I mean. But I want to lighten things up for a moment. Adam Green from No More News, marked diced in front of an aircraft carrier and confronted people on who they believed, first of all, if they believed that 9/11 was any kind of a conspiratorial plot, and if so, who was behind it. And I found that the responses were very interesting, very similar to what I experienced early this morning in the wee hours of the morning when I posted an image of Building 7 collapsing in its own footprint, and it was looped. And a flurry of comments. The first comment basically told me where I could go stick myself. There was a lot of good ones, too. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of hope. There's a lot of awake people that I deal with out there. But among those people, I was accused of being a communist, which is so ironic to me considering the Prime Minister of Israel, Ben Gurion, declaring himself to be a Bolshevik, and I stand opposed to his ideology. I don't live and never lived in a kibbutz. I don't live in a nationalistic, socialistic, well, I don't believe in a nationalistic, socialistic experiment. But these hardcore conservatives have become exactly what the neoconservative movement wanted them to become. They have become big government, conservative-flavored communists. That is who they are, and they don't know it. The cognitive dissonance in these people is so thick. I have said a couple times, sometimes it's easier for me to have a conversation with somebody who's on the left and bring them towards legitimate conservatism, paleoconservatism, small government, limited government, absolute limited, absolutely restricted, non-wealth distributing. It's easier for me to bring them to principles than it is for me to bring some of these hardcore conservatives to principles. Principles over party. They have us in a Hegelian dialectic of division. And it drives me nuts. But anyway, Adam Green, who I've been talking to for a while, he's going to be coming on the show soon. I hope. We've been trying to coordinate. I really respect his work. I enjoy watching his presentations. He had an in-the-street interview with several people in parked right in front of an aircraft carrier. You've got to love them. So I want to share a little bit of this. I'm not, probably not going to share the whole thing, but I want to share a little bit of this. So you go ahead and roll. Adam Green, No More News.
I'm Adam Green with No More News in downtown San Diego at the USS Midway. I'm here with the 9/11 Truth Meetup Group. We got a booth set up, Truth or War, it's a choice. So we're here waking people up. 9/11 is next week. It's September 2nd today. So I'm going to be doing interviews, get people's perspectives on 9/11 and the war on terror. And sure, yeah, we already have an interview right here. U.S. Marine Corps.
That's
so
right.
What do you think of the 9/11 conspiracies? You see our booth here? What's your take on them?
You know what, I'm not sure if it's a conspiracy, right? Like, it's a lot involved in that, mm-hmm. and you got to hear everything. Mm-hmm. And, like, I instantly want to say, what do you think, right? But here to just be impartial, yeah. But what do you think?
I think that the 9/11 was the pretext for the war on terror, which is an Israeli construct to take down all their enemies in the Middle East so they can become a superpower in the region. Your take on that?
So who did that? Like the United States, like a false flag and they... But I think because of you and on YouTube and social media, it's enough of that conspiracy rhetoric out mm-hmm. there that the average person who's uninformed kind of, you know, most people are bogged down. They're not getting enough money. It's so many social issues, right, mm-hmm. that they lean toward, forget that government, mm-hmm. right?
Are you gentlemen familiar with 9/11 Truth? 9/11? Yeah, who cares? Any comment on 9/11 Truth?
No.
It happened a long time ago.
Get over it.
Any comment on 9/11 conspiracies? Have you heard about the conspiracies?
Yeah.
No, never heard of them?
Nope.
Not a big deal? Yeah, war and terrorism, nothing to talk about. Who really did 9/11? The Zionist. Zionists, Christian Zionists in Bush cabinet and in Israel.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, you do? Thank you.
That's my idea.
Yeah? What do you think of Israel giving medical support to ISIS and an al-Nusra Front, which is an al-Qaeda proxy?
What do I think of it? Yeah. Do I think it actually, because you said it is happening, because I don't know anything about that.
The head of Mossad was on Al Jazeera and admitted to it. And I was just at a talk last night where an IDF captain said, yes, I did a documentary with young IDF female soldiers, and they were giving medical aid to ISIS. And ISIS apologized when they did attack Israel. And this guy in Al Jazeera goes, ISIS has never attacked Israel, and the enemy of our enemy is our friend, and it's all about regime change in Syria.
So are you asking me what do I think, or are you
telling
me?
I'm saying, as a veteran, does it upset you that Israel is supporting al-Qaeda and ISIS, who are our biggest enemies?
As a veteran, it upsets me that you're saying that, and without any factual, without being able to present any facts.
Without the head of Mossad admitting it.
If anything south of upset that we can use for a term.
Yeah, these guys are blocked. Well, it's a fact. You can go on Al Jazeera and see him say it. The video's still online.
And again, I don't mm-hmm. debate that. I'm just telling you, I'm not prone
but
to just
debate.
You say, hey, are you upset with here's what happened? And then I say, oh, wow, that happened. I'm upset. Mm-hmm. I'd be upset if such a thing happened. Right, I'd go so far as to say I'd be upset if such a thing happened and I had proof.
How about the USS Liberty, the cover-up of the USS Liberty in 67, the ship that was attacked by Israeli fighter jets?
I have no information on
that.
You
should look that up. They're still alive. They tried to sink the ship, and it's a big cover-up. It was a false flag to try to blame on Egypt.
Let me ask you.
We've been hijacked by criminals, criminal elements that pull off false flags to get us into wars.
They may know something you don't know. I'm just saying, let's hypothetically again.
Do you know what the Zionist agenda is, their end game?
They may know something you don't know, and they may be doing things that you may not agree with, even having knowledge of it, right? For the betterment of you having a country. Because right now, so far, the truth is, you do have a country to live in.
Wouldn't we have a country without 9/11?
Pause that.
Well,
just for
I don't
second,
know.
Mike.
I don't.
Please. Folks, do you hear what he's saying? Adam is confronting him with. Let's just assume that it's hypothetically true. Israel attacks a U.S. ship, tries to send it to the bottom of the ocean. Israel is involved in 9/11. If that were the case, and funding al-Nusra and funding al-Qaeda, do you hear the response that comes back from people? Well, maybe they know more than you do. Think about that for a minute, because that's cognitive dissonance for you. That's just, go ahead, roll it.
Don't know. We don't know, right? Do we know? Do we? That's not a fact. How do we know that? So the point that I'm trying to make is, if you didn't have a country, right, where would you go? You said, I don't know. And perhaps, just maybe, they're doing what they're doing to protect you or to allow you.
I don't buy that. They're not doing it to protect
us. You don't have to buy it.
They're putting us in more danger. They're putting us in more danger. In all these wars, Iraq, Afghanistan, we're still in Afghanistan. For what? For what? Did we benefit from these wars?
I'm not agreeing.
Who did benefit the most from the war on terror?
I'm not sure who did. I'm sure a lot of people who shouldn't have.
Okay. Israel did. All their enemies, Iraq, Libya also got taken out, and they want to become a world superpower.
What
they're taking over in technology.
If we didn't go to war with Afghanistan and Iraq, right? Let's just say, I know you know better than this. Just trying to make a point here. What if they would have came charging over the fence and did us some damage?
They're not going to do that.
Why can't I have a hypothetical and get a hypothetical
Mexico?
Answer back?
Because Al-Qaeda is not going to take over America.
That's not what I'm saying. Okay. I'm saying, what if somehow Iraq, unbeknownst to you and me,
there was no WNDs. That was a lie. We got faulty intelligence from the Israelis.
I can tell you right now, the people who are watching this.
What do you think of 9/11 conspiracies?
Some of them are true.
You see our booth?
I've not.
No? What do you think? What do you know about 9/11 truth?
This is a bunch of bullshit. I'm a firefighter.
Yeah. Have you heard of firefighters for 9/11 truth?
No, but I mean, we all
know. You should
know
look into it before you say it's bullshit. It's not
this
just stupid. You don't know anything about it, but you think it's stupid.
I'm a firefighter. You guys are full of shit.
I went and talked to the firefighters last year.
Get out of my face, you're psycho.
Okay, pause. This is a sister firefighter. Her response, scary, because she's not a cop, she's not a soldier, she's a firefighter. Her response is, I'm an order follower. I was told that's not true. Basically, that's what she's saying. I'm a firefighter, and that's BS. That's what she's saying. That is the mentality of many order followers. And order followers, ladies and gentlemen, please, if you're out there and you're one of those order followers, please unplug yourself from the matrix. Stop just blindly following and critically think. She doesn't want evidence. She doesn't want conversation. She doesn't want everything. It's just BS. That's it. These are the people that enable evil to happen. We talk about the oligarchs and the hidden hands and all these secret societies and all of that. And you know what? They would be absolutely worthless if it were not for the mentality of the order follower who blindly throws away their morality for a sense of worship of a thing. That thing being statism. Go ahead and roll it.
You don't know anything about it, and you're saying it's wrong.
I'm a firefighter.
That doesn't mean anything. I don't care. I'm a firefighter. What does that matter?
Because I do believe that 9/11 was an inside job. So how does that make you feel when they turn around and say,
yeah, it's a typical response. A lot of people act that way. They get angry. They don't want to hear any of the information, and then they run away.
Here's our website, and this is a brochure that you can look at.
Totally believe this is an inside job.
A lot of people do. I'd say about half of the people I talk to don't believe the official story. What do you think happened?
Inside job.
It was an inside job. I think it was,
Who do you think did it, though? Like, you say Bush? Yeah, any other countries?
I think Saudi Arabia has something to do with it.
Saudi Arabia? Yeah, what about Israel?
Israel could be too. Yeah. I mean,
who do you think benefited the most from 9/11?
You know, I haven't really looked into it as much, but the owner of the World Trade, the owner of the dude,
yeah, just, Silverstein?
Yeah, he took.
You know, he made weekly phone calls with the president of Israel? And he was on the Jewish, one of the top Jewish groups in New York.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the five dancing Israelis that were arrested on 9/11 celebrating and filming the attack?
I did not. I heard of people chanting in the streets, excited. I heard that they let people go back on the flights when all the flights were canceled. Yeah. You know, you hear that. That rhetoric goes around. Mm-hmm. But we don't have any proof of that being really what it is. We can see
there's FBI reports from the arrested Israelis. They had money stuck in their sock. They all had plane tickets to go to different parts of the world. This is on the FBI records.
I'm not here to debate you, right? But the average person is too lazy to access those records. And even if they get secondhand knowledge of those records, we don't really know where that comes from, right? See, I do a lot of what you do. I have my own live streaming app, and we have people on like you who can come on the app and do all that. But it's as a veteran, someone who put it on the line, per se, I just really feel like I wish more people were out there to say, instead of, here's what happened, here's what some information is, and here's how you validate.
Have you seen documentaries on 9/11 conspiracies?
I've seen so many. Mm-hmm. You know, all you have to do is turn YouTube on it. Mm-hmm. You used to have to go to your TV, and maybe it's a special show that they're showing it early after 9/11. But now, you just turn on YouTube and just 9/11 conspiracies. Millions of different videos and things. And you probably have this on YouTube, which is great, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, stop listening to me and him. And get information, right? Because we, right? You feel you know.
Says the man who has gotten literally no information.
They may not want us to know whatever the truth is. For years, they may have hidden truth from us to protect us. Like,
any comments on 9/11 truth?
Okay, pause. Order following mentality. They may have hidden the truth from us to protect us. That blows my mind. I know that it probably shouldn't blow my mind still at this point, but that mentality blows my mind. He is essentially calling himself incompetent, not able to handle truth, not able to handle facts, that the nanny state should hold that truth for him. This is a veteran, a Marine. That the nanny state should hold that truth because holding that truth in secret doesn't protect those who orchestrated the event. No. It protects us. Good. God Almighty, that drives me crazy. It really, really just grinds my gears. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the 9/11 conspiracies?
Really. You don't want to hear what I got to say.
Yeah, no, I do want to hear. What do you got?
I think a lot of people just need to listen to the fact that we're being attacked by other people. Mm-hmm. Quit trying to blame it our own government, even if they may be involved.
What if we're not blaming our government? We're blaming another government.
Oh, I got to stop it again. Did you just hear what he said? Stop blaming it on our government, even if it's our own government. He is equating the government with the nation. He's equating the government with the people, where, by the way, government derives its authority. Stop blaming the government, even if it's the government. How would that go over well if I had a bank and somebody came in and robbed the bank? And I said, well, don't blame it on the bank robber. Even if it's the bank robber, don't blame it on the bank robber. When you apply this logic that they're using in any other context, you see how absolutely insane this mind control programming from cradle to grave has become. Go ahead and roll it.
Doesn't matter. It's still going to happen. Boots on the ground means we need boots on the ground over there.
Where's their boots on the ground here?
9/11.
You know that bin Laden denied responsibility and the majority of Muslim countries don't believe that Arabs did 9/11?
excellent.
They don't even believe it.
Dude, the world's coming to an end here, dude.
Why is it coming to an end?
Civilization like you know it. Trust me. You're not going to be happy in the United States when they got control over you. Something's got to happen to bring this country down to its knees.
You think the Arabs are going to control America?
The country has gotten too big for itself, and it needs to be slapped in its face and knocked down to its knees. People who are poor and homeless can't even do things because they're poor and homeless, and it's all because of our government. Like I said, dude, you don't want to get me to go there.
Thanks for your time.
You don't want to get me to completely deflect what you were actually trying to talk about.
A lot of them do. Like, the people that will actually stop and talk.
They don't look that shocked when you say that.
No, they don't. I've done this many times now, and a lot of people... Here we go. I see you guys looking over here. What do you think? Are you familiar with the conspiracies?
Yes, we are familiar with them.
Yeah? What do you think? 9/11's next week. Is it 18 year? 2018, 17 year.
Yeah.
Any opinions on the conspiracy theories?
We believe them.
You do?
We believe them, yeah.
You've seen the documentaries?
We have seen the documentaries, yeah.
Who do you think benefited the most from 9/11?
I don't know it that deep. Like, I don't know who...
I think
the Patriot Act, was able to... they were able to pass things without votes.
The War on Terror?
Yeah, the War on Terror, the surveillance of people, United States citizens.
You guys heard about 9/11 Truth before? Yeah? What's your take on it, on the conspiracies?
As long as we don't put me on camera.
You don't want to be on camera? I'll take you off. Go ahead, you can still say what you want, though.
I mean, I know all about it, World Trade 7 Center, all that stuff. Look like controlled demolition.
Yeah. Who do you think did it?
I don't know. Definitely not who they say it was.
Yeah. It was the Zionists and the Bush administration and the Likud, Mossad, Israelis. That's who I think did it. That's where you need to research. That's where the truth lies.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for stopping and watching, guys. I'll leave you alone. You can keep watching. The president did it?
Yeah.
Bush? You think Bush did it?
No, not Bush. Donald.
Donald Trump did it? Yeah, well, the people that surround him certainly did. Thank you.
Yeah. He wasn't even president.
He
brought down. Because the only three steel frame buildings in the history of mankind ever collapsed because of fire all happened on 9/11. They were all part of the World Trade Center.
And owned by the same person.
And owned by the same person, and they called me the conspiracy nut.
There are some people that are awake, apparently.
The reason you don't know about that building is just the proof that 9/11 was controlled demolition. Because you got to look at it. All you gotta do is Google it on your phone. WTC7.
9/11 Truth, free DVDs. You guys want to know the truth? Who was really behind 9/11? 9/11 Truth. You guys know 9/11 conspiracies? You guys know about Building 7? No, no comment on Building 7. 9/11's not a big deal. Not important. You guys know about Building 7? You guys know about 9/11, Inside Job? Yep. 9/11 Truth, free DVDs. What do you think of 9/11 conspiracy theories?
Well, there are a lot of conspiracy theories, but it was definitely an inside job. Yeah. Definitely.
What country do you think benefited the most from 9/11?
That's a tough one. A lot of people say Israel. A lot of people say that. I don't know that for a fact.
Thank you.
Netanyahu said 9/11 was good for Israel. That was his reaction.
Well, there is that video of those guys who were cheering and filming it. And then when they went back to Israel, they were interviewed on TV. And that was their job, was to film the demolition of it. So that's already been proven.
The five dancing Israelis from Urban Moving Systems, which even ABC News says was a Mossad front group, and the owner, Dominic Suter, fled back to Israel before he could be investigated. Yeah, they were up to no good.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of things. I mean, there's put options. There's so many things that went on.
Are you a veteran?
I'm not a veteran, no. But I have studied this extensively.
I have a brother.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Well, appreciate you for doing your own research.
Definitely. Everyone needs to do that.
Are you part of any
9/11? You know what? I do follow them, on Instagram, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth and other groups.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, rose the sea of years. With no provisions, but no faces, oh, the straits of fear.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. 9/11/2018. So many years later, still remembering. Now, these folks that Adam from No More News, it's a little bit of a noisy clip. I'm not going to keep rolling that. You can go to No More News. That's with a K, No More News. Adam Green, you can check it out. The title to that is 9/11 Truth Street Interviews with No More News. And it's, you know, it's interesting to me. I like to see how people react. It to me, you know, we do this to inform people. And in doing so, our audience comes to us very well informed. So when you take the average person on the street, sometimes really actually frightens the bejesus out of me when I realize just how indoctrinated that they've become. Now, remember when I told you this worship of statism, this worship of the state as if it were a religion, even unto the flag. Now, a lot of this talk about Colin Kaepernick and the NFL, that's a lot of it is a diversion, but I have to tell you first, I just want to say, It kind of grinds my gears when I see, especially I get this image of Bill Ayers standing on the American flag, understanding what Bill Ayers stood for. Okay? It makes me angry. And I certainly don't support communist subversives and all of that. I don't support any foreign ideologies that corrupt and determined to undermine our way of life. However, that being said, there are people that they're so programmed by the state. They're so programmed from the time that they're kids. Folks, even the Pledge of Allegiance, this is another thing that's going around on the internet right now. This big debate over the Pledge of Allegiance and we should bring back, we should do this more. And folks, the Pledge of Allegiance was written by Francis Bellamy and a couple others. He was a socialist who was trying to reinforce the idea of 50 independent nation states actually being as one, because the next natural step from a very strong central federalized government nanny state is global government. I know that some people would like to debate me on this, but I want you to think about this. I pledge allegiance. Now, first of all, remember, our founders, they used flags as standards. They used them to communicate. Okay? That's what a flag is supposed to be used for. If you're a Christian, you don't put any idol above God. And it seems to me that that's what's happening. All the more. It seems like people are not just respecting the flag as a standard, as a communication, as more of an identification. They are deifying it. They are worshiping it like the golden calf. The next clip that I want to share with you comes from a young man who's a voluntarist, libertarian. His name is Chris Voluntarist. And what he has to say might make you angry. It might make you a little mad. But if it does, I want you to challenge your belief system. The title to this clip is Stomp My Flag and I'll Stomp Your Hindquarters. Go ahead and roll, Chris.
So there's this religion that's really popular right now. It's being glorified by the mainstream media constantly. The belief in this religion is so destructive that it can make people willingly betray the fundamental principles of liberty they claim to believe in. This religion is called statism. In a recent example, a man from Hopkinsville, Kentucky, peacefully exercised his freedom, not hurting anyone else at all, by standing on a flag in protest to show how he feels about the United States government. Not long later, a group of extremely confused individuals wearing red, white, and blue showed up, only to prove they don't believe in freedom at all. They gathered outside the man's home, calling for him to be silenced and arrested by government agents, while claiming they're fighting for freedom.
They want police to arrest him for disrespecting the flag.
Hopefully they will arrest this man.
The guy deserves to be in jail.
The person is guilty of desecration of venerated objects.
Brown and other protesters see themselves as patriots.
My first thought when I saw this was, these hypocrites don't have the slightest understanding of the concept of freedom. What's funny is I bet they would all enthusiastically agree that everyone should be able to say whatever they want, and everyone should be able to purchase whatever they want and do with it whatever they please. Yet there they are, literally saying to the guy, no, you shouldn't be able to say that. And showing up to his house wanting government agents to silence him and lock him in a cage, throwing free speech completely out of the window. If your mentality is, I believe in free speech, but, then you don't believe in free speech. You can't say, I believe in freedom out of one side of your mouth, and then say out of the other that people need to be locked in cages for exercising their freedom if some people get offended.
Now he wants to protest the government, but then he wants to use the First Amendment from the government to say it's okay for him to do what he's doing.
And this is exactly the problem. It's the mentality that rights come from government. Rights are not given. Sadly, though, the belief that rights are just gifts from government is the mentality of a lot of people, including veterans, which is extremely disturbing. The truth is, every person has unalienable, natural rights. The government doesn't give us those rights. The Constitution doesn't give us those rights. We have those rights simply for being born human beings. The Constitution's purpose is only to recognize those already existing natural rights that no government should ever attempt to violate. But now it seems that most people have gotten that totally backwards. Instead of wanting to protect actual freedom of speech, they'd rather just feel good about protecting symbols, missing the entire point. Like Michelle Manhart, I'm sure a lot of you have heard about, the veteran hero who stole from a protester in April and got arrested for it, and all the right-wing websites posted about what a hero she was for protecting the flag. Basically, she saw someone standing on a flag at a college campus as a form of protest, so she decided to steal the flag from the student and fight with police, causing a huge scene and making a complete fool of herself. All literally over a dyed piece of cloth. I actually feel sorry for the cops in this instance for having to deal with such stupidity over inanimate objects, which to statists, of course, are more akin to religious symbols. The police actually did the right thing here. She stole private property. She refused to give it back. So she gets arrested for it and wonders why. This is your brain on statism. Shortly after, it turned out it was all a publicity stunt and she's a total hypocrite who wanted attention. But it didn't matter. The mainstream media portrayed her as a hero because veteran and flag. And the media pretty much always does this. It doesn't matter if the heroes are preventing people from exercising free speech and even using violence to do so. As long as there's a veteran and a flag involved, they're just automatically considered heroes.
Turn that flag around, I will fucking knock you out!
Last year in Albuquerque, New Mexico, there was a protest going on after a homeless man named James Boyd was shot to death by gang members wearing badges for camping in some abandoned foothills without a permit.
You got lethal right there?
Yes, I have lethal.
At the protest of the James Boyd killing, an individual was flying an upside-down flag, which is the officially recognized signal of distress. Nearby were a couple of military veterans who apparently didn't know that, or maybe they just didn't care. In their ignorance and blind patriotism, they saw the distress sign as disrespect, so they charged at the individual, screaming and cursing at him at the top of their lungs until he dropped it. This is the problem with people who think they are fighting or fought for freedom. They don't actually believe that. Freedom means accepting someone's right to do something, even if you don't approve. Their mentality is, I fought for your freedoms, so if I catch you exercising a freedom I don't approve of, even though I fought for that freedom, I will lash out at you, curse at you, threaten you, steal your property, censor you, and assault you. While the individuals flying the distress signal may not have been in any immediate danger, I'd say the police department constantly killing people in their community is the reason to say there's something wrong. The problem is that the Marine cares too much about an inanimate piece of cloth, rather than the actual rights of the citizens he swore an oath to protect. Brainwashed, government-worshipping statists like that are the same ones that would be willing to fire at American citizens when asked. But of course, these two veterans were considered heroes by the media. The mainstream media constantly praises the belief that violence should be brought against human beings over a piece of fabric as long as it's out of patriotism. And that's a belief that a lot of brainwashed people seem to agree with. Like these idiots.
Here with Reaction is former Navy SEAL Carl Higbee. Thanks so much for being with
us.
Where does this come from? I mean, this girl obviously thinks it's cool to stomp on the American flag.
I mean, these people are the de-evolution of America right here. This is a growing problem in my generation, Generation Y, where we don't respect authority. We don't respect any the rights and privileges we have here as Americans. And I think that people like this need to be showed up. I mean, I'm a small government guy, but I would say that it's time for our legislators to introduce something to make it illegal to disrespect the flag and maybe even treat it like a citizen.
Do you think it's
hold on a second? Hold on. This is a Navy SEAL who just got done saying on Fox News that he thinks that a flag should be given the rights of an individual. Think about that and let that sink in. Because that was the most significant line in this whole clip that came out and smacked me in the face. This is a Navy SEAL. We're told that our military goes off to fight for our freedom. Yet, when people express their freedom, the very same people, and among the highly, most highly trained, and I have a lot of respect for SEALs. I am best friends with a deceased SEAL's wife. Wonderful woman. I have enormous amount of respect. But this is a serious problem. The rights of an individual to a piece of cloth, while that piece of cloth represents things that we are fighting so hard against. They have removed state sovereignty from us. They have transgressed. And if we don't worship an inanimate object, this guy thinks that we should be charged with akin to assault of a human being. That blows my mind. Go ahead and roll.
To disrespect the flag and maybe even treat it like a citizen.
Do you think it's also a lack of education? I mean, does this woman not know if she went to another country, she wouldn't have people like you, Navy SEALs, fighting for their freedom, and she'd be a woman treated like a second-class citizen right. In many other countries? Do you think she just doesn't know? Should we give her the benefit of the doubt or not?
No. Try it in China. Try it in North Korea. See what happens.
Yeah, good idea. Let's make the United States more like China and North Korea. Let's make it illegal for people to voluntarily purchase inanimate objects and step on them. Let's treat the inanimate object like a citizen.
Yeah, because this isn't the first time this has happened. This guy has helped to organize protests like this before.
Absolutely. And this is the problem. We tolerate it. We continue to let people go, and they glorify it on social media. And this is the problem with our society. We have this access to social media where one dumb person can make a massive statement nationwide and start to get other people to follow them, which is disgusting.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe we shouldn't allow freedom of speech on the internet. It's too dangerous. Too many inanimate objects are being murdered. Maybe people shouldn't be allowed to freely decide if they want to follow someone on social media.
If you're a citizen and you see this happening, stop it. I don't care what the ramifications are. You need to stop it.
Again, the mentality of statists is, if you see someone destroying their own private property and you don't agree, it is morally right and justified for you to attack them because you got offended by their exercise of freedom. Newsflash. Telling people what they can and can't do with their own private property is not a principle of freedom, but it is very much so the principle of ideologies like socialism and totalitarianism. If any of these pictures offend you, congratulations. You have proven yourself to be an idol-worshipping statist. Statism is the worst religion. Statism tricks people, good people, bad people, and everyone in between into doing violent and immoral things to other people they wouldn't otherwise do, like threatening, stealing, and assaulting people for standing on an inanimate object. How many pictures have you seen shared on social media by statists that promote violating human rights over a piece of fabric? Statism is a mental disorder brought by years and years of indoctrination.
This is not a form of brainwashing. This is not a form of brainwashing. This is not a form of brainwashing.
If you are willing to assault and censor someone for standing on an inanimate object, you are no friend of liberty. You are the opposite. It's funny how people are willing to destroy liberty in order to protect what they consider to be a symbol of liberty. Keep watch. History repeats itself.
Isn't that the truth?
As president, I can...
History repeats itself. Now, I am not in any way advocating that people should stand on the flag. That's not what I'm saying here. That's not what Chris is saying here. What we're saying here is that you live by example. If you believe in your principles, you live your life by your principles, and you be a beacon to others around you. What you don't do is you don't walk over and club them in the head because you disagree with them. That is a violation of the principles of freedom. That's the entire point. Now, that being said, I don't believe that we should be allowing Marxist communist indoctrinators to teach in American universities, schools, and elementary schools. I believe that that's subversion, and I believe that that is bringing on the very things that we see happening across these idiotic campuses across the nation. But that is a whole nother matter. I have no respect for most of these Marxist groups, and a lot of them will step on the flag and do this and that. But there are some. There are some who have lost all respect, and let me see, I wonder why. I wonder why they've lost respect in the order followers that wear that patch while covering up the greatest crime of the 21st century, which was 9/11. I wonder why they've lost respect. I wonder why they're lashing out and acting out. I wonder why they're giving fuel to the left for many of their complaints. Perhaps, unlike what the Marine said earlier in the first segment, if they stopped hiding things from us to protect us, we would do better. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Yeah.
Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. Ah, okay, so you had my dose of outrage. Feel free to call in, and please, you know, if you want to disagree with me, I'd like to hear your point of view. You'll be treated with respect. And if you'd like to agree and make a comment, 1-800-313-9443. Call lines are open if you'd like to. You know, I want to just remind people, a quote by Thomas Jefferson, "The strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms, a right, just like the First Amendment, you know, a right, is a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny in government." Now, would they consider Thomas Jefferson to be anti-government, or was that assuming that at some point government would become so oppressive to the individual rights and freedoms that we hold dear that they would recognize? This is, you know, folks, freedom is not, does not come with the snowflake syndrome. It doesn't come with your ability to be able to not have your feelings hurt. That's not a right. Matter of fact, the freedom of speech is meant entirely for the exact opposite purpose. Yet we have foreign ideologies attacking our senses in the form of hate speech legislation. You know, when I was growing up, there's always a line that you cross. You're not supposed to make direct threats. "I'm going to kill you" is considered a terroristic threat. When I was, well, that was a little bit of a slippery slope, I suppose. Maybe that should have never happened, because the next step was hate speech. Then it's just saying things that offend other people. There are people going to prison in Europe right now for this. There are people here, Bryce Cuellar, going to prison for Facebook posts with no direct target of any direct threat to anyone. Just something that he said on the internet. And he's rounded up like he's some kind of animal. We'll be back into the second hour, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.